Welcome to the Kevin Hilly Podcast, just a sample of what he does each morning on 101.9 The Wave. Now, here's Kevin.
The Toy Hall of Fame, the National Toy Hall of Fame. I have to tell you, I love hitting this each year. I guess it's right around this time each year. The nominees are out for the National Toy Hall of Fame. That would be a pretty interesting trip to take. If they're in Rochester, New York, they're located inside the Strong Museum. Although they've been doing this long enough now, they're going to have their own building if they get enough toys in here. But the nominees for the National Toy Hall of Fame. All right, here we go. And by the way, to be nominated, to be considered for the National Toy Hall of Fame, the toys have to be innovative, widely recognized, shown to be more than a passing fad, like myself, and also to foster learning, creativity, or discovery through play. Okay, those are the prerequisites for even being considered for the National Toy Hall of Fame. All right, on the list this year, I'm going to just start off with the one that I'm still scratching my head over. Smartphones. Smartphones are nominated for the Toy Hall of Fame. What the heck are they thinking there? Well, they say they're including it because it's a platform for mobile games and playful interactions, like sending GIFs and altering photos. So that's why they're including. So, you know, they always include one or maybe two sort of controversial items in these nominations each year. I think knowing that they're probably not going to be voted in, but it kind of creates a little buzz. And you got goofy guys on the radio like me talking about it. So there you go. It worked, Toy Hall of Fame, okay? So anyway, smartphones are on there. But here's the real list. Here are the rest of the nominees for the National Toy Hall of Fame. Care Bears. Love Care Bears. The coloring book. I would think the coloring book would already be in there. It's not. Fisher-Price Corn Popper. That's that thing the toddlers push along. My grandson was playing with it yesterday. It's got a round bulb and it goes pop, 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 pop. And the balls and it pop as you walk. That's the corn popper. Jenga. Magic the Gathering is also nominated for the National Toy Hall of Fame. Magic the Gathering is like Dungeons and Dragons, isn't it? Isn't that like a vehicle for calling on the power of Satan into I think so. Masters of the Universe. Is it Masters of the Universe figures, I guess? Like, I have the power, you know, and Voldemort. Not Voldemort, that's Harry Potter. Who's the bad guy on Masters of the Universe? The skull guy.
Yeah, Skeletor, thank you.
With the weird face. Matchbox cars. How in this universe or the next are Matchbox cars not in the National Toy Hall of Fame? Holy cow, somebody dropped the ball on that one. My Little Pony is also nominated. Nerf Blaster. Yeah, we had a lot of fun with Nerf, man. That was how you got around your mom saying don't shoot stuff in the house. If you had a Nerf blaster, it was just a soft ball. It was all, oh yeah, if you knew what you were doing, you could still make trouble with a Nerf too. You know that. Risk, love Risk. And the top, the simple top. Those are the nominees for the National Toy Hall of Fame. They will be inducted, the winners. I think they usually pick two, don't they? They'll be inducted on November 7th. So we will, of course, report the winners on this. But again, going the smartphone, I'm scratching my head on. Hey, look, if the smartphone is on the list to go into the Toy Hall of Fame because it was more than a passing fad and fostered learning, creativity, or discovery through play, well, my mom's old washing machine should too, because my brother and I played for hours on and in that thing, all right?
You'll find the Kevin Hilly Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Audio Boom, Stitcher, and TuneIn. Subscribe, share, comment, and like. You can email Kevin, too, at kevinhilly@gmail.com. And, of course, he's on the air each day from 6 to 10 a.m. Central Time on 101.9 The Wave. Thanks for listening to the Kevin Hilly Podcast.